by play.
Your action at home or away.
Your local sports favorites are here on the Breeze 94.5.
And a very good evening to you, everyone. Thanks so much for joining us for our KLIQ Game of the Week. Rob Austin with you tonight. The Ravenna Blue Jays play host to the St. Cecilia Blue Hawks. The Battle of Blue in Ravenna, and it is going to be an exciting ball game to be sure. Glad to have you along with us, and beautiful night for football. It is the players are on the field, all getting stretched out, ready to go. There's hardly any wind out there. We are in excellent mode for football, and looking forward to a fantastic game tonight. The Hastings St. Cecilia Blue Hawks, they'll enter the contest a perfect 3-0. In fact, in those three games, they've only allowed 13 points to be scored against them. And that was against their last game with Wood River at home. But they have managed to rack up some serious points as St. Cecilia ventures into C2 territory. We called them once before, a couple weeks ago, in Blue Hill, and we're very impressed with how St. Cecilia plays. And they have continued that streak last week and look to do the same against Ravenna tonight. Ravenna comes into the contest at 2-1 this evening. Now, they lost to a Ord team that kind of caught them off guard, Ord being in C1, a very defensive battle, but Ravenna came out on the losing end, 13-9. Their other two games against Donovan Trumbull and Twin River, they've managed to put up some points and use that typical Ravenna defense to shut down their opponents. Tonight, they've got a pretty tall order to shut down that potent St. Cecilia offense. So we have a exciting ball game coming up here. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll continue our New Tech Seed pregame show brought to you by New Tech Seed, your yield leader. We'll take a quick break and come right back with more football. It's high school football on the Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Rob Osmond with you. Pregame brought to you by New Tech Seed, your New Tech Seed, your yield leader. And again, tonight, the matchup between the St. Cecilia Blue Hawks and the Ravenna Blue Jays, a battle of blue on the field. The field looks like it's in pretty decent shape out here, a little worse for some rare wear and tear, but that's traditional Ravenna football, and they have managed to scrap out a couple of wins this season and would like to pick up another one against St. Cecilia. I talked with Coach Mark Hudson earlier, and he knows the task ahead of him is daunting. He's played a number one team before and knows that he's going to have to reach into his bag of tricks and do some spectacular work here to get the better of St. Cecilia. Coach Carl Tesmer has a ball club that stands out in C2, and they can put up some points, and they can certainly put a defense on the field. And earlier, Mike Will had the pleasure of speaking with Coach Carl Tesmer. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll pick up that interview. We'll talk to the coaches, and then come right back with your starting lineups and your kickoff right here on the Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
The staff and management of Leprino Foods in Ravenna would like to wish the area high school teams best of luck in the game. Leprino Foods is proud to be a part of the Ravenna community. Thank you for the hometown support of Leprino Foods.
With you as we await the kickoff between the St. Cecilia Blue Hawks and the Ravenna Blue Jays. Beautiful night for football. All set, ready to go. A Class C2 matchup that many saw on the schedule when it was released earlier in the year and thought, boy, this is going to be another one of those tough ones for both schools. But who would have thought that St. Cecilia would come to C2 and run the table so far, and they look for Ravenna to be perhaps one of their biggest challenges of the year. And certainly if Ravenna has their way, it will be one of the biggest challenges. It's in Ravenna known as a very solid home team. very tough ball club, and no exception. They've had a few injuries. Their roster has been trimmed down to, I think I talked to the Coach Hudson earlier, and we're looking at 24 people on the roster for Ravenna. So the Blue Jays coming in a little bit lean, and St. Cecilia, even though a little bit on the smaller side, number-wise, comes in with a pretty healthy-looking squad in there. And, of course, size-wise, St. Cecilia has got the advantage in nearly every position as far as weight. So they are a tough ball club, and they will bring some big guys to the line. And, again, you heard the interview with Coach Hudson talking about how that Ravenna front line going to have to set the tone for this ball game. They'll have their work cut out for them, no doubt about it, when you're going against a guy like Zach Stirrup, who's, you know, 6 foot 8 inches tall, 265 pounds, and has some good speed and good maneuverability and a very heads-up player. That's going to be a pretty tall order, but St. Cecilia, again, goes with that multiple threat. They can run on you, which is what they primarily will like to do, and they can pass as well. They've got a quarterback who did not start the season off as the starter. Phil Hamburger will have the quarterback duties for St. Cecilia. He was not the starting quarterback. Remember, when we were talking about this in the Blue Hill Bowl game, Ostrander was the starting quarterback. Simon Ostrander was injured in that first game. So here comes Phil Hamburger. And I tell you, we didn't get a good look at Ostrander at all. But to look at if Phil Hamburger was the number two quarterback, Ostrander had to have been something absolutely phenomenal, because Phil Hamburger has taken this offense, taken control of it, and done an absolutely fantastic job. And the good thing for Coach Carl Tesmer is he's a junior, so they've got him for another year, and he has totally got a hold of this program. Okay, we are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have our starting lineups for you, and we'll look at some of the other games going on around our Flat River radio system. So stay with us. Starting lineup kickoff less than 3 minutes away. You're listening to High School Football on The Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
We're talking with Tom at Burt's Pharmacy in Hastings. We move into the fall season. Tom, there's something new here at Burt's, right?
Yes, Blaine. At Burt's Pharmacy, we now can email or text you when your prescriptions are ready. If you would like this new feature, call us or come see us here at Burt's Pharmacy on 14th. Your health is our number one concern here at Burt's.
Thank you, Tom. That's Tom at Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue. Stop at Burt's Drugstore downtown and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Ever wonder why Ravenna has such great athletes? It's all those great cooked meals at the Dewdrop. The Dewdrop is serving up home-cooked meals 24 hours a day and a large side of small-town hospitality. Proud to support the area high school teams, the Dewdrop in Ravenna.
Holcomb Scrapers have long been the leader in scraper strength and reliability. Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is your Holcomb Scraper dealer. They stock 8 and 12-yard forced ejection scrapers with other models also available. Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is a proud sponsor of tonight's game.
The staff and management of Loprino Foods in Ravenna would like to wish the area high school teams best of luck in the game. Loprino Foods is proud to be a part of the Ravenna community. Thank you for the hometown support of Loprino Foods in Ravenna.
We're proud to be recognized as a leading ag bank, proud to be a leading commercial lender, proud that our staff has all the qualities of good hometown folks. We're Town & Country Bank, Ravenna, Litchfield, Pleasanton, and Kearney.
To get your yard ready for the changing season, head to your neighborhood Ace store for great deals on Ace brand fertilizer. At Big G Ace in Hastings, buy 5,000 square feet of Green Turf Lawn Winterizer or Winterizer Weed and Feed and get a $4 rebate limit too. By the time spring is sprung, your yard will be on its way to being the greenest on the block. For great deals on expert lawn and garden advice, trust the friendly folks at your neighborhood Ace store.
Quality products, great people, and helpful advice. Big G.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry the rest of their lives. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to High School Football on the Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com, your New Tech Seed pregame show. Time now for our starting lineups for St. Cecilia. They win the toss and will defer defensively for The Blue Hawks, they're going to bring on that front line Nathan Soucy, 260, a senior. Ryan Sheehy, the other defensive tackle, 235. He's a senior. The big guy on the end, Zach Sturrup, 265. He's a senior. On the other side will be Joe Wallmeyer. He is a 220-pound junior. Linebacker core for the Blue Hawks. On the outside will be Chase Bassett, a 175-pound senior. Bryce Faber, the other outside linebacker, 185-pound senior as well. On the inside for the Blackhawks, or the Blue Hawks rather, will be Devin Ellie. He is a 190-pound senior, and Colin Ellie is a 205-pound senior. In the backfield, the backs for the Blue Hawks, Blake Brulette, 150-pound senior, Cody Jackson, the other corner at 150-pound senior as well, the free safety, Phil Hamburger, 190-pound junior. Starting lineup for Ravenna, their quarterback, Trevor Saborn, 160-pound junior. Lucas Wilk, a running back, 190-pound junior. Ryan Miller, running back, 210 pounds. And a senior, the big fullback, Ethan Shambeck, 195-pound junior. Expect to hear his name tonight as well. Wide receivers will switch back and forth. It'll be Connor Baranek and Kelly McFadden on the line. The tight end, Jacob Brua. Jake Vogt on the left tackle. Cody Lewis is your left guard. Center is Josh Boardman. Right guard, Michael Steele, and the right tackle is Justin Kapersky. We're just about ready to get things started here. St. Cecilia again wins the toss. They're set to kick off now. Back to Duty Hunters will be Matt Kissinger. Kissinger from the 40 sends it a fly, and back to get it now for the Blue Jays will be Trevor Saborn. Saborn now works his way to the right side. Weaves pops. He's across the 30 and brought down by the Blue Hawks and will start in pretty decent field position. Blue Jays first and 10 from the 30. We'll see if they're going to come out in their typical shotgun formation now. We talked to Coach Hudson. He says he's predominantly going to look for the running game to be established tonight. We'll see if that will be the case and get Trevor Saborn as a big threat. Okay, from the shotgun, Saborn has one back in the backfield. Handoff is going to go right up the inside to Ryan Miller. Miller's going to plunge ahead just off the left crease and will pick up a couple before the defense from the Blue Hawks closes in on him. Soucy will get credit for the tackle for the Blue Hawks. It'll be second down and nine to go after the one-yard gain. Blue Hawks solid defensive line. You got Sturrup on the near side. On the far side, Jordan Consbrook has come in now. A little more on, we'll have more on him later. In motion now. Fumble by Saborn. He picks it up now. He'll roll to the left side, improvising, tries to get around the corners, not going to get there. Shutting him down was Bryce Faber. Faber comes around and makes a super tackle on the right for Saborn. Saborn took the center, rolled to his, wanted to hand off to his right to the in motion Lucas Wilk, and the ball dropped, and he wisely picked it up and was lucky to get a couple 3 yards on the play. It'll bring up third down and seven to go for the Blue Jays. They'll break the huddle now. Charge up to the line. Ball's on the 34-yard line for the Blue Jays from the shotgun. Saborn in motion is Wilk. Wilk. Pitch now over to the right side is going to be given to Miller. Miller tried to get the corner on the right side. Nothing doing. The Blue Hawks were there to close it down and may have lost a couple on the play as well. So it'll bring up fourth down, and the Blue Jays will be forced to punt on their first series. So a hard start. That defensive line clicking well for St. Cecilia. Back to punt will be Lucas Wilk. 190-pound junior. Back to receive. Blake Brulette. High spiral kick's going to go up to about the 20-yard line. It's going to be picked up by Brulette. Brulette will roll to his right side. Misses the blocker and is going to get met and brought down quickly by the Blue Jays. Solid pursuit all the way. Kyle Moore had a beat on him. Stopped him cold at about the 34-yard line. St. Cecilia will take over on downs here. Ball spotted now at about the, call it the 33-yard line. Yeah. St. Cecilia lines up now, I formation. Hamburger eyes it, in motion now is Brulette. Handoff goes to the fullback, right up the middle, quick shot. It's going to be... carried by Devin Ellie. Devin's going to pick up 1 yard. Just a quick little inside handoff, and that Blue Jay defense collapses quickly, and that inside run's going to be hard going. For St. Cecilia, early in the first quarter, just underway. Power eye formation. Ball snap given to the tailback around the right side. Left side, good spin, hit and spun. Cody Jackson nowhere to go. Quick wrap and good penetration by Justin Kaporski. Kaporski comes around and makes a super tackle because, I'll tell you, Cody Jackson had a good move on the outside, got hit and spun, and he was just not going to gain anything on that play. It'll bring up third down and long. For the Blue Hawks, Matt Kissinger, receive on the inside. You got two to the right. Hamburger goes back, pass all the way. Good penetration, dumps it off to the up man. Jackson. Jackson had a good run at it and a good tackle by Jake Vogt. And Josh Boardman was in to close it down, and St. Cecilia is going to go three and out. Tough series all the way around to get things started. Fourth down and six, back to punt now. Is Matt Kissinger to do the kicking to receive Trevor Saborin and Lucas Wilt. Punt bounces off the ground, picked up and hammered now to the right side on the fly. Saborin lets it bounce in front of him, then he'll pick it up now. Work his way around the left. He's going to get leg tackled deep in the 15-yard line. Good shot. Cody Jackson made the run down the field and was able to get the leg tackle. So from the 15-yard line now, a 45-yard punt. Nice kick for St. Cecilia, pinned back deep now. Ball spotted on the 16-yard line. Saborin from the shotgun makes the give up the middle to the fullback. Not much doing. Boy, that Blue Hawk defense collapsed quickly and just nowhere to go.
We don't know. Well,
Given Wilkie the credit for that run. It was wrapped up that quick. Saborin now has got Ryan Miller in the backfield. Saborin eyes the Blue Hawk defense in motion now. Is Shambeck. First guy through on the inside, fighting and scratching and kicking, still digging, but only getting a handful of yards. Solid run. Ryan will pick up about three or four on the play before Chase Bassett closed in on him. The 175-pound senior for the Blue Hawks brings that to an end. Bring up third down at about five to go for the Blue Jays. Ravenna now sends over to the left side. Baranek on the near side is Wilkie. Saborin keeps it. Going to get the first down. He takes the snap from the shotgun, rolled up to the left side, caught a couple of quick blocks, and is able to secure the first down, the first down of the ball game tonight. 6 minutes to go, still scoreless in the first quarter. Ravenna now on their second possession, finally gets to move the chains. Off a Saborin run, Trevor Saborin. A good scrambling quarterback. He's back in the shotgun one more time. Ryan Miller's behind him. Flags are going to fly. Did we get a twitch? from Ravenna. That's what it looks like, and the Blue Jays are backing up, and that's exactly what is going to be the case. So that sets up first down and 15 to go for Ravenna. Ball spotted now at about the 24-yard line. So Ravenna now commits the first penalty. They'll head to the line now. Once again, Saborn from the shotgun has Miller right behind him. Long count in motion now is Wilkie. Spinning around, Saborn's going to try to keep it himself. Fakes the pitch and then ducks back up. He's going to pick out just a few. Zach Sturup credited with the tackle. Sheehy in it as well for the Blue Hawks as they collapse. Trying to take a lot of the pressure off that linebacker. And, boy, you got a big front line that's capable of doing just that for St. Cecilia. It'll be second down and about 12 to go for Ravenna. Saborin calls the shot. In motion now is Shambeck. Back to pass goes Saborin. Rolls to his right. Pass into the flat. Picked up. It's going to be caught by Lucas Wilkie. Wilkie's going to have the first down and is going to get hauled out of bounds. But he reached up on the right side, got the catch, and got about 5 yards more, fighting, kicking, and scratching, and picking up the first down for Ravenna, as they've now been able to put two first downs together and are moving the ball against the Blue Hawks. Solid pass from Saborn as he rolls to his right. Picks up the receiver, gets the first down, and that gets this crowd going in Ravenna. St. Cecilia now will have to dig in here. Ball is now on the 43-yard line. Saborn now is going to go under center, I formation. Give is going to be to the fullback. Straightforward run is going to be a good gainer on the left side. Ethan Shambeck drops the shoulders, pumps the legs, and picks up about 8 yards, call it nine on the carry after the spot. Shambeck just absolutely took the drive. Now they're going to move the ball a little bit. It'll be a gain of 8 on the play, but a great, solid run. Shambeck just dropped the helmet, kept it north and south, and just drove and puts the Blue Jays in good position now. Second down, 2 to go. Under center, Saborn one more time. Gives to the first guy through. One more time, they're going to try it. Shambeck's going to get turned away this time. It's going to be very, very close to the first down. Blake Brulette and Susie, Nathan Susie in on the tackle. It'll be third down and less than a yard for the Blue Jays. Ball now in St. Cecilia territory on about the 47-yard line. Watch for the quick snap. Saborn eyes over the left side, now under center. It's Shambeck right up the middle. Shambeck's going to fall forward, and he'll pick up a yard, but it'll be enough to move the chains. Shambeck got all of those yards for the Blue Jays and has done an incredible job at keeping that St. Cecilia defense on their heels. So Boren got a first down by air, and now Shambeck drives it across and move the chains. Blue Jays now trying to put a drive together. They've had the ball for just over 4 minutes. Saborin fumbles, tried to give it to Shambeck, and left the ball behind, and St. Cecilia pounces upon it, and the Blue Hawks will take over at their own 49-yard line. So just when everything was looking good for Ravenna, they put three first downs together and were driving the ball. That miscue falls into the hands of St. Cecilia. St. Cecilia now. Hamburger under center. Gives to the tailback. Slicing through. Jackson falls ahead. Going to gain about 2 or 3. 2 yard lines, O'Connell will bring up second down and 8. Blue Hawks having a time so far. We've watched them against Blue Hill, and I don't think we saw their punter until the third quarter. First drive for St. Cecilia ended in a punt. Now, pass. Hamburger rolls around to the right side, throws sharply downfield, almost picked off. Breaking on the pattern was Ethan Shambach, and he almost got it for Ravenna, but the ball falls away harmlessly out of bounds. It was a sharp pass, thrown like a bullet, but Shambach got a good read on Hamburger's eyes and almost got the pick. Ball spotted now 49-yard line of the Blue Jays. Jackson now lined up in the slot on the right side. On the near side is Matt Kissinger. Handoff's going to go up the middle now. It's going to be given to, it looks like, Bryce Faber. Faber works his way around and comes up, and he's going to pick up good yardage in the process, but it'll be fourth down and a long two or a short three to go. We'll see what the Blue Hawks will elect to do. It looks like they're going to be back to punt. Kissinger back to punt. Saborin back to receive along with Wilkie. Long snap is on the money, almost blocked. He got it away. Catch, caught, and dropped, and then wisely fallen upon. Lucas Wilkie was there and fell on it. He had a good shot at it, but it's going to pin Ravenna way back inside the five-yard line. Ball's going to be spotted on about the 2 or 3 yards. Ravenna now with a long field to go and 1:47 to go in the first quarter. 39-yard punt by Kissinger, but it does its job and effectively pins the Blue Jays deep in the hole. Ball spotted on the 2-yard line. Blue Jays got a good drive going there last time. It ended in a funnel. Now Saborin, a fumble, and now Saborin from the shotgun standing in his own end zone. Wilkie's in motion. The give's going to go right up the middle. I think it's Shambach. And he's going to fight his way inside. It's going to be Ryan Miller with the carry. And he's going to work his way close to the 5-yard line. So a gain of about 3 as the Blue Jays try to dig themselves out of this hole. Second down, 7 to go. Ravenna not afraid at all to be running at that big line, testing stirrup early. And so far, they're getting some results, able to move the chains right now. A tough second down. Wilkie in motion. The ball's going to be fumbled again, and I think we're going to stop this before it even starts. Saw a lot of movement in that Blue Jay line. And that's exactly the case. So this will go half the distance. And still, backs against the wall. St. Cecilia's defense now starting to put a little muscle in the step. Oh, I tell you, Stirrup just towers above even his own guys as he holds down that left side. Second down, about 11 to go. Here's a late pitch and doing well to get out of the end zone before he's brought down. Was Miller. Almost fell in the end zone, and that would have been a quick two for St. Cecilia, but he managed to get himself out. It'll bring up third down and a little more than about 11 to go as the first quarter slowly winding down. We'll get this play off. Saborin under center. Gives to the first man through, and he's going to fall forward across the 5-yard line. Ethan Shambach, who had a good gain in the last series, is going to work his way up across the 5-yard line. That'll be it for the first quarter. You're scoreless here in Ravenna with the Blue Hawks and the Blue Jays. We'll take a quick break and come right back. You're listening to High School Football on The Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
Flashback Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashback for a taste of history. With the original tin ceiling, bared brick walls, and decorated with history for Ravenna like newspaper clippings from years past. Flashbacks, where the grill is open late for home games, so stop in tonight.
Some days we just have to deal with general pests, and some days even termites. To help you, call Carey's Pest Control in Hastings for pest and termite control. Locally owned and operated since 1975, Carey's Pest Control does real estate termite inspections and provides lifetime termite control programs. Free estimates, too. Protect some of your biggest investments with advanced termite bait system from Carey's Pest Control. Call Mike or Dave at 463-9416. Carey's Pest Control in Hastings proudly supports St. Cecilia and area athletes and teams.
The Breeze, 94.5.
0-0 in Ravenna with St. Cecilia. And the Blue Jays have a couple other quick scores. Broken Bow, 21, Shandron, 6 there at halftime. Holdridge, 7, Sydney, nothing. That's early in the first. Minden, 7, Centura, nothing. The first. We'll update those scores for you here. Aurora, 14-0 over Waverly. Hastings High, 7, Scott Flood, 0 there in the middle of the first. We're just starting the second quarter now. Fourth down and punting are the Blue Jays. High kick rolls over. It's going to be fielded. Fair catch called for at about the 35-yard line. Cody Jackson will give St. Cecilia some fantastic position to get things started. So St. Cecilia now comes out. Power eye, waiting for the ball to get spotted. It is. Amberger's under center now. Gives to the tailback. Good penetration and a quick tackle. Michael Steele got a good jump and a good break, and he was in the backfield, and there was nowhere for Cody Jackson to go. Cody Jackson made a quick little sidestep, and it fell right into the path of Michael Steele, 210-pound senior Michael Steele pops him. No gain on the play. Second down and 10. St. Cecilia now quick back to the line. Eye formation. Hamburger. Eyes over that Blue Jay defense. In motion now is Jackson. The give's going to be to the fullback. Straight through. Straight ahead. Gain of about 5. Call it 6 yards now. St. Cecilia now with good field position. Now has the ball on the 30-yard line, and we're going to get a timeout call. St. Cecilia wants to talk about it. We'll take a quick break as well. You're listening to High School Football on The Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
Now's the time to ensure your fall-seeded crops. Contact Marty DeMuth, your local Farm Bureau agent in Hastings, before September 30th to protect your crops against low yields and fluctuating prices. Marty can help you determine the right crop insurance products for your farm or ranch. Contact Marty DeMuth in Hastings by September 30th to protect your bottom line with the power of AgMax. AgMax Crop Insurance, underwritten by Western Agricultural Insurance Company, an equal opportunity provider. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Ravenna High School. Rob Osmond here. Some quick numbers in the first quarter. St. Cecilia, 13 total yards, 2 by pass, 11 by run. Ravenna, 15 yards by run, and 35 yards by, check that, 35 by running, 15 by pass. 50 yards for Ravenna, winning the first quarter, but the scoreboard reads 0-0. St. Cecilia now. Third down, 5 to go. Ball on the 30-yard line. Hamburger under center. Flag is going to fly, and this is going to be a motion. I think it was Jackson that was doing a little forward stepping as they were making their way around, and they were going to get called for, and that will bring them back. It will bring up third down and 10. For the Blue Hawks. See how they're going to mark it off. An illegal shift is the technical call. It will be third down and about 10 to go. So St. Cecilia now with a long third down to go, 10:54 to go in the half. Hamburger under center, everybody in tight. Power eye formation. Back to pass, rolling to his right. Plenty of blocking, lot of time. Pass by Hamburger, sharp pass. Caught, picked up. Chase Bassett gets a hold of it, drives it around, and he's going to be close to the first down. Nope, they did give him the first down. He did get the first down by a good distance. Ball down to the 22-yard line. Sharp pass from Hamburger as Bassett was in traffic, and the ball just zipped in there from Hamburger, and it'll bring up first down for St. Cecilia. Chains move to the left now is Matt Kissinger. Hamburger gives to the first man through, misdirection play, and then a good play as the runner goes absolutely nowhere, and it was Michael Steele that got the quick wrap for Ravenna, and it'll bring up second down, 9 to go for St. Cecilia. Amber made the good turn and fake, but Ravenna not biting. On the left side, once again, Kissinger. Back to pass. Hamburger looking left, looking for that corner, and it's going to be in and out of the hands of Matt Kissinger. That ball, he looked like it was going to get picked off. It looked like Trevor Saborn could pitch a tent underneath that, and it sailed over his head and then in and out of the hands of Kissinger, who was diving behind him, and the ball falls away. It'll bring up third down and 9 to go. St. Cecilia tries for the strike in the corner of the end zone. Didn't get it. Kissinger now again to the left. Everyone else in tight. Eye formation. Jackson dots the eye. Long count. And we got another little switch. St. Cecilia having a little problems on that front line. It was kind of a delayed call anyway. A delayed snap. And that is going to hurt St. Cecilia. It'll bring up third down and about 14 to go. St. Cecilia just cannot get a drive going here. Ravenna fans coming alive, like what they're seeing so far. We got Bryce Faber and Chase Bassett on the near side. On the far side is Kissinger. Back to pass, rolling right is Hamburger. Hamburger fires across the midfield. Kissinger goes up, brings it down. Touchdown, St. Cecilia. 22-yard, or make that a 26-yard touchdown pass from Phil Hamburger. Gets St. Cecilia on the board with 9:47 to go in the first quarter. Post from Kissinger, and he just broke in and got a clean catch for the touchdown, and St. Cecilia strikes first. Ravenna had some good pressure on Hamburger, but Hamburger was able to get it off. Back to kick now for the point after is Kissinger. Jackson to hold. Snap. Kick is up and through the upright. So St. Cecilia puts up 7 points against Ravenna with 9:47 to go. We'll take a quick break. Come back with your kickoff. It's high school football on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
The staff and management of Loprino Foods in Ravenna would like to wish the area high school teams best of luck in the game. Loprino Foods is proud to be a part of the Ravenna community. Thank you for the hometown support of Loprino Foods in Ravenna.
We're proud to be recognized as a leading ag bank, proud to be a leading commercial lender, proud that our staff has all the qualities of good hometown folks. We're Town & Country Bank, Ravenna, Litchfield, Pleasanton, and Kearney.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back. High school football in the Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com. Rob Osmond here in Ravenna. St. Cecilia now up 7-0 after a 26-yard touchdown pass from Phil Hamburger to Matt Kissinger. Kick is good, and now St. Cecilia all set to kick off. Kick is off. It's going to carry to the left and into the end zone. So Ravenna will start off from their own 20. Catch you up on some other scores going on here now. Hastings High 7, Scotts Bluff 0 into the first. Crete 7, Norris nothing after the first. Minden 21, Centura nothing. That's early in the second quarter. Kearney Catholic 16 nothing over Southern Valley. That's late in the first. Sutton 6, Donovan Trumbull 0 after 1. Ravenna from their own 20. Saborn takes the snap from shotgun. Is going to get wrapped up in the backfield. He was a quarterback keeper, but he had absolutely nowhere to go. As in his face, most immediately, was someone whose number I don't have. Joel Graffel. Graffel came in quick from that linebacker position and had Saborn wrapped up for a loss of about 4 yards. From the shotgun now, two receivers to the left, one right. In the backfield is Ryan Miller. Now in motion is Wilkie. Saborn rolls to his left, goes back to pass. Long pass, double coverage, and in and out of the hands of Cody Jackson for St. Cecilia. The pass just a tad too long for everybody, but Saborn showing some guts, looking for Shambeck on the left side in double coverage. It'll bring up third down and about 14 to go for Ravenna. From the shotgun one more time. Saborn now in motion. Is Shambeck rolling to his right, getting some pressure. Now trying to pass it, and he's going to have to try to tuck it and run. He's going to end up losing about 10 more yards, tackled at about the 10-yard line. St. Cecilia had about 5 guys beyond the line of scrimmage, and Trevor Saborn had nowhere to run. And it'll bring another long punt. The ball's going to be spotted just outside the 10-yard line. It'll be fourth and pack your lunch for the Blue Jays. Back to kick now, Lucas Wilkie. Jackson back to return. Along with him, Blake Brulette. Snap is in the end zone. It's a good snap. Short kick's going to bounce. Taking at the 50 now. Cody Jackson tries to wait for some blockers. Nothing doing. And he's going to fight and scrap before he's going to be pushed back. But he'll get forward progress to about the 35-yard line. So St. Cecilia now will start this series with good position. Forty-yard kick for Wilkie. Ball's going to be spotted now at about the 36-yard line for St. Cecilia now, up 7-0. 8 minutes to go in the first half. Wide to the left now goes Matt Kissinger. Everyone else in tight for St. Cecilia. I formation. Hamburger rolls. Option's going to keep it himself. Cuts left. Picks up the runs. Got the first down. Zips and dupes and is going to go inside the 20-yard line. So Boren saved the touchdown for Ravenna, but it was a good read. Option all the way. Hamburger comes around the left side. Cuts up after the pitch, ducks behind some blockers, and then sprints ahead, and we'll get the first down now. Ball spotted at about the 17-yard line. St. Cecilia knocking on the door again for the Blue Jays. Hamburger now climbs under center. I formation. Gibbs going to be to Jackson. Jackson's going to slice his way. He's going to be close. He's going to be close to the first down. Great blocking up front for St. Cecilia. They opened up a hole you could drive a truck through, and Jackson just cruised on up before he's hauled down. Ball's going to be spotted. It is going to be a first down. So first and goal for St. Cecilia now. Ball's going to be spotted. We'll call it the 7-yard line. St. Cecilia up by 7. looking to add to it. Gives to the first man through. Ravenna got some good penetration, but were unable to wrap up the ball carrier. Small gain now. St. Cecilia now. Second down. Goal to go from about the five. Kissinger now on the near side of the field. Flag is thrown. See what the call is. It's a delay call. Nope. Somebody apparently didn't have the equipment they needed. Referee's quick on top. That'll back the ball up now just outside the 10-yard line. Second down and goal for St. Cecilia. And now we may have a timeout. Yeah, Ravenna trying to get some substitution at the last minute. We'll have to call a timeout. We'll take a break as well. St. Cecilia 7, Ravenna nothing. You're listening to High School Football on The Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
Safe, sound, and secure. These three words are increasingly important in today's financial world. If you want a better way to keep your valued items safe, sound, and secure, consider obtaining a safe deposit box at Five Points Bank of Hastings.
Our safe deposit boxes come in a variety of sizes and are conveniently located on the main floor of our Osborne Drive branch. Helping you be safe, sound, and secure is just one more way that Five Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. Member FDIC.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Grand Island leads Columbus 7-0 after the first. Oldrich 13, Sydney 7, and now Minden is 27-0 with us on top of the Centurions in the middle of the second quarter. 7-0 here, St. Cecilia on top of Ravenna. Blue Hawks knocking on the door, have second and goal from about the 11-yard line with 6:47 to go in the first half. Blue Hawks down now. Hamburger eyes, the defense now in motion. Bryce Faber is going to be given to Jackson up the middle. Nothing doing. Ravenna digging in. Makes a quick stop. Kapersky in on the tackle for the Blue Jays, and it'll bring up third down. And about seven to go. St. Cecilia got their first touchdown via the air and a Matt Kissinger 26-yard pass and may have to go back to the air. Kissinger's on the near side. Option left. Keeping Hamburger, keeps it himself. He's going to be close. No sign yet. It'll be fourth down and short. At about the 3-yard line. Four-yard line. So St. Cecilia now with an interesting dilemma. They have an excellent kicker. And we'll see. And then they're bringing the tee out. So it looks like St. Cecilia will be happy to go for seven, or go for three, rather. Kissinger spots a tee at about the 10-yard line. It's on the left hash mark. And I think we're going to get a timeout, St. Cecilia. They may want to rethink this, but the tee remains out there. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to High School Football on The Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
When you need real estate, appraisal, or insurance from someone you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska with offices in Loup City, Ravenna, and Shelton. We are here to cover all your needs. Good luck, area athletes from RAI of Nebraska.
Ever wonder why Ravenna has such great athletes? It's all those great cooked meals at the Dewdrop. The Dewdrop is serving up home-cooked meals 24 hours a day and a large side of small-town hospitality. Proud to support the area high school teams, the Dewdrop in Ravenna.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, St. Cecilia back on the field. Look like they're going to continue with the kick. Field goal unit on, and Ravenna, defense lining up. We're going to have to dig in. Kissinger has to make the angle to the right now. He's on the left hash mark. Center's good, almost blocked, but he got it away, and they nailed the holder, and we're going to see what they're going to call. The flags are down, and I think St. Cecilia is going to get first and goal inside the five-yard line. Let's see if that's going to be the call. That ball was almost blocked, but Cody Jackson got mauled. The kick was good. Stirrup now is out on the field talking to the Whitecap to see what the call is. Clearly it's going to be on Ravenna. We'll see. It will give St. Cecilia a first down inside the five-yard line. Nope, they're going to call the kick good. Yeah, they're going to assess the personal foul on the kickoff, so it'll be assessed on the kickoff. So St. Cecilia benefits from the field goal and goes up 10-0. We'll stay with you here as we prepare for the kickoff. St. Cecilia now scores on two successive drives and has built a 10-0 lead with 5:25 to go in the first half. More scores for you coming in. Fillmore Central 14, Lincoln Lutheran 7 after the first. Superior 14, Thayer Central 0. St. Cecilia's drive goes 7 plays, 36 yards, resulting in a 20-yard kickoff, or 20-yard field goal as we get ready for the kickoff now. And because of the penalty, St. Cecilia now is going to kick off from Ravenna's 45-yard line. And eyes open for an onside kick. Back to do the duty is Matt Kissinger. Hand squad is in for Ravenna. They go deep instead, and they're going to take it into the end zone. So Ravenna will start things off on the 20-yard line. St. Cecilia defense now will be digging in. Ravenna, it's important now for them to get a strike here. They've got 5:24 to go in the half. Lots of time. Down by now. Huddle is broken. Here come the Blue Jays. Saborn now will go under center. I formation. On the near side is Connor Baranek. Handoff is going to go right up the middle. Ethan Schambeck. Schambeck will fall ahead and pick up 2 yards on the play. It'll bring down second down and 8. Wide to the right side now goes Connor Baranek. I formation. Saborn under center. Gives to the fullback. Up straight ahead and piled and stacked and brought down by the Blue Hawks. It'll bring up third down and about 3. Ryan Miller on the carry. Trevor Saborn now, eyes, Coach Mark Hudson. We were talking to Coach Hudson earlier about how this theoretically would be a rebuilding year for Ravenna, but Ravenna doesn't even know the word of rebuilding. They always field a very solid team, and they're giving St. Cecilia a rough time now, even though they're down by 10. St. Cecilia's had to fight and scratch for it. Now Ravenna's going to call a timeout. We'll stay here with 4:06 to go. St. Cecilia on top, 10-0. Quick check around the state. We'll see what else is coming on here. Holdrich 19, Sydney 7, Hastings 7-0 still over Scotts Bluff. Kearney Catholic 22, Southern Valley 0. That's midway through the second quarter. Bertrand is 14, Amherst 6 after the first quarter. Still 27-0 in Minden. Whippets over the Centurions. Again here, it's 10-0. St. Cecilia's put 2 drives together touchdown pass to Kissinger. For 26 yards, and then a 20-yard field goal by Kissinger. Back to action now. We're looking at third down and about three to go for Ravenna. This would be a real shot in the arm for the Blue Jays to pick up this first down here. From the shotgun, Saborin. Double tight end, double wing, in motion now. Shambeck, the give's going to be right up the middle to the fullback. No, it's going to be Saborin with a keep around the left side, and he sold everyone on the fake. St. Cecilia had all but shifted to the left to get the first runner through, and it was Saborin who tucked it and sold it perfectly. Scampers around the left side, picks up the big run, has the first down on Ravenna's 46-yard line. Great carry by Trevor Saborin, the 160-pound junior. Keeps it alive for Ravenna. Big run for the Blue Jays. Shotgun formation, two left, two right. Saborin gives up to the left side. It's going to be Ryan Miller. Miller's going to get turned away at the line of scrimmage. Combination of Ryan and company. We'll keep Miller's run to about a yard. It'll bring up second down at about nine. Ravenna doing everything they can to get some points on the board before halftime. They've got 3:15 to do it. On the left side now, Lucas Wilkie. Under center is Saborin. Saborin makes the give to the fullback, and ball is down and loose. And I think St. Cecilia may have pounced upon it. They did. Another fumble, and coming out with it is Joe Clark. Great penetration by the Cecilia defensive line. That's one of the things that Coach Hudson was so worried about on that line. And the ball just came spitting out. Cecilia on top of it. They'll take over in Ravenna territory. Ball's going to be spotted at about the 47-yard line. With 3:03 to go. Two receivers left. Hamburger under center, I formation. Quick wing pass over to the left side. Picked up by Kissinger. Kissinger loses one defender. Tries to stay in bounds. Manages the tip, though. Now cutting across the right side. He's to the 30. He's to the 25. 20 working his way on the right side. One man to beat. And he's going to be hauled down at about the 5-yard line. On the right side, the near side of the field. A super run and picking up some great downfield block. The pass went to the left. Kissinger tightrope down the left side, stayed in bounds, and then crossed over to the right side and picks up 47 yards. Can't be 47 yards because he was inside the 50. 44, okay. There we go. Jackson now is going to fall forward. He's going to be about a yard short as he tried to work his way around the right side. Gene Shaw crunching the numbers for us here on the Breeze. Glad to have him along with us. Second down and goal. For the Blue Hawks now. They'll break the huddle. Everybody staying in tight. Amber under center. Marilyn Eye. In motion now. Goes Bryce Faber inside up the middle. Does the ball come out? No, we got a touchdown. Didn't catch who the carrier was, I'm thinking. It was Cody Jackson. Jackson took the handoff right up the middle, and into the gut it goes. And with 1:42 to go, St. Cecilia strikes again. Back for the kick now is Matt Kissinger. Jackson to hold. There's the snap. Jackson with the hold. Kissinger kicks straight through the uprights, and it's 17-0 with 1:42 to go in the half. We'll take a quick break and come back with more football on The Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
Holcomb Scrapers have long been the leader in scraper strength and reliability. Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is your Holcomb Scraper dealer. They stock 8 and 12-yard forced ejection scrapers with other models also available. Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is a proud sponsor of tonight's game.
Flashback Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashback for a taste of history. With the original tin ceiling, beard brick walls, and decorated with history for Ravenna like newspaper clippings from years past. Flashback, where the grill is open late for home games, so stop in tonight.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Three plays, 47 yards, highlighted by a 44-yard run from Matt Kissinger and capped off by Cody Jackson for the 3-yard touchdown. We're at 17-0. St. Cecilia set to kick off. Kick is up. It's going to roll to the right side. We'll bounce inside the 5 and into the end zone it goes. So one more time, Ravenna will start from their own 20-yard line with a 1:42 to go. Adams Central 14, Gehring nothing. That's in the second quarter. Creech 27-0 over Norris. Holdridge 26, Sydney 7, Minden now. Minden 33, Centura nothing, and that's late in the second quarter. Get some more scores to you as they come in. Of course, we'll have them for you on the Allens of Hastings halftime show. Quick pass from Savore, and now it's going to be another pass on the right side from Connor Baranek, who's the backup quarterback. He was throwing down to Lucas Wilkin. It was no good. Pass just a little long, but a good look. But St. Cecilia not fooled. They stuck with their receivers. So Coach Hutchin reaching into the bag of tricks. Comes up empty this attempt. 1:36 to go in the half from the shotgun. Saborin in motion. Shambeck. Saborin keeps it around the right side. He's going to be stuck and wrapped in the backfield. No going. Jace Jackson got some super penetration and made the wrap. And St. Cecilia is going to go for the timeout here. So Coach Tesmer playing this game close to the chest here. Calls the timeout. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with the final 1:22 of the first half. St. Cecilia up 17-0. On Ravenna, it's high school football in The Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
Mascotti Health Center proudly supports the St. Cecilia athletes, teams, and coaches. Mascotti Health Center has an integrated team of family physicians and mental health care providers, specializing in family practice and obstetrics, always caring for its current patients and always welcoming new patients. Mascotti Health Center is open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. They are stewards of compassionate care at Mascotti Health Center in the Crozier Park Professional Center, 223 East 14th Street, Suite 100 in Hastings. Call Mascotti Health Center, 463-2929.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Last three scoring drives from St. Cecilia all started in Ravenna territory. From the 35, the 36, and then the 47 all result in scores. Two touchdowns and a field goal. 17-0. So St. Cecilia winning the battle of field position and making those points count. Ravenna now has third down and 10. Back to action here. Everyone in tight for Ravenna. Flag is down before the play gets off, and it's St. Cecilia backing up. Somebody may have been in the neutral zone. Nope. It looks like it's Ravenna backing up. False start is the call. It looked like St. Cecilia thought it was on them. They were backing up. Instead, it goes against Ravenna. So third down and 15 now for Ravenna. Saborn from the shotgun. Miller in the backfield. Cham back in motion. Saborn rolls his right. Keeper all the way. Hit the wall and going nowhere. You run right at Ryan Sheehy. And Sheehy brought that one before to a stop before it even got started. Clock winds down now to a minute to go. And are they going to let the clock run down or they're going to call a timeout? They're going to let it go. Saints will still you back to return. Wilkie back to kick. Waiting for the sign from the referee before they get the delay. And there's the center. Kick is up. Over to the right side. Picked up by Jackson. Jackson rolls to the 40, and he's going to get stopped. Before he can pick up any more than that. So St. Cecilia will have 24 seconds. The ball on the Ravenna 39-yard line. We'll see what St. Cecilia has planned, but Ravenna has started down the last four drives in their own territory. And St. Cecilia licking their chops for more. Already up 17-0. Hamburger under center. Kissinger's wide to the left. Rolling to the left. Hamburger's going to keep it. He makes a couple of cuts. He's going to... He ran out of bounds just before the 30-yard line. Clock down to 17 seconds. Going to be short of the first down by a couple of yards, but I'm sure that was the least of his concerns. He's trying to work the clock. It'll be second down in about three. For St. Cecilia and... Kissinger now on the near side of the field. Hamburger keeps it, makes a late pitch, and good penetration, good coverage, going nowhere. Ryan Miller made a great play. And Jackson had absolutely nowhere to go. You could practically hear him through the glass here. Don't pitch it, don't pitch it, don't pitch it. And Hamburger pitched it, and Cody Jackson gets fed to the Wolves. That'll run out the clock in the first half. We'll go to halftime. We've got your Allens of Hastings halftime show coming up, but 17-0, St. Cecilia on top of Ravenna. You're listening to high school football on the Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
Now's the time to insure your fall-seeded crops. Contact Marty DeMuth, your local Farm Bureau agent in Hastings, before September 30th to protect your crops against low yields and fluctuating prices. Marty can help you determine the right crop insurance products for your farm or ranch. Contact Marty DeMuth in Hastings by September 30th to protect your bottom line with the power of AgMax. AgMax Crop Insurance, underwritten by Western Agricultural Insurance Company, an equal opportunity provider. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
The staff and management of Loprino Foods in Ravenna would like to wish the area high school teams best of luck in the game. Loprino Foods is proud to be a part of the Ravenna community. Thank you for the hometown support of Loprino Foods in Ravenna.
Allen's, the You Get More Superstore. Check out the deli, food mart, wine cellar, photo shop, and sporting goods, plus many more. Gear up for the Huskers Big 12 Farewell Tour with Red Out Around the World shirts from Allen's Husker Shop. Wear red, be loud for the Texas game. October 16th, 1115 West 2nd Hastings, Allen's, the You Get More Superstore. Check us out online with weekly specials at allensuperstore.com.
We're the You Get More Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Ravenna High School. Halftime, St. Cecilia on top, 17-0. In a first half that saw both squads come out on their first few drives, and neither school was able to advance the ball effectively. And then all of a sudden, the field position factor came into play, and St. Cecilia scores on three successful drives two touchdowns and a field goal. They got their first touchdown with 11:53 to go. A drive that started on the 35-yard line. Eight plays, 35 yards, with a 26-yard touchdown. Matt Kissinger catches the pass from Phil Hamburger, and you're up 7-0 after the Kissinger kick. With 8 minutes to go in the second quarter, St. Cecilia gets the ball on the 36-yard line of Ravenna, and a few penalties and some problems, and all of a sudden, all that St. Cecilia can muster was a 20-yard field goal, rather, from Matt Kissinger. That drive went seven plays for 36 yards. With 3:03 to go, St. Cecilia takes advantage of a fumble, a Ravenna turnover, and gets a 3-yard touchdown run from Cody Jackson. But I tell you, the play was set up by a 44-yard Matt Kissinger run that started off on the left side, almost out of bounds down the left sideline. Kissinger cuts it back, drives across the field, and works his way 44 yards downfield and picks up 44 yards, setting up St. Cecilia's second touchdown, third score of the night. Capped by that 3-yard touchdown run from Cody Jackson. That's where we stand, 17-0. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have some individual stats for you and look at crunch some numbers here. So stay with us. You're listening to High School Football on The Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
Livingston Butler Vaughan Funeral Home and Cremation.
Livingston Butler Vaughan Funeral Home and Cremation Center is a name known for quality, caring, and excellence. For now over a century, many families in this area have turned to Livingston Butler Vaughan when their need was greatest. Today, more than ever, people are beginning to see the wisdom, logic, and economic advantage to pre-arranging a funeral. It means loved ones have more time to grieve and heal. Call Livingston Butler Vaughan Funeral Home and Cremation Center today.
Need relief from low temperatures and high prices? Just call your Lennox dealer, Precision Heating and Air Conditioning, at 402-463-6061 and receive up to a $1,200 rebate when you purchase a Lennox heating and cooling system. Act now to get a rebate and take advantage of tax credits while they last. Call Precision Heating and Air Conditioning today at 402-463-6061. Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses. See your participating Lennox dealer for details. Lennox, innovation never felt so good.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry the rest of their lives. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches.
Some days we just have to deal with general pests, and some days even termites. To help you, call Carey's Pest Control in Hastings for pest and termite control. Locally owned and operated since 1975, Carey's Pest Control does real estate termite inspections and provides lifetime termite control programs. Free estimates, too. Protect some of your biggest investments with advanced termite bait system from Carey's Pest Control. Call Mike or Dave at 463-9416. Carey's Pest Control in Hastings proudly supports St. Cecilia and area athletes and teams.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Ravenna High School. Rob Austin with you on The Breeze, 94.5. Welcome all of you listening via the internet as well at KLIQFM.com. Some numbers to be looking at for you. St. Cecilia, at the end of the first quarter, Ravenna had the lion's share of yards. Ravenna had racked up 50 yards total offense. St. Cecilia, but 13. In the second quarter, everything turned around. St. Cecilia comes up with 17 big points. And to show for it, they end up with 134 yards in the second quarter alone, 83 yards by pass, 51 via the run. And Ravenna had been reduced to only 11 yards. Overall, in the first half, St. Cecilia picks up 147 total yards. 4 for 6 was Phil Hamburger for 85 yards, including the touchdown. 62 yards via the run for St. Cecilia for a total of 147 yards of total offense. For the Blue Jays, they were 1 for 3 via the air. pick up 15 yards and 46 yards on the ground. Their total for the first half, 61 yards. Ravenna outmarched by St. Cecilia, courtesy of a big second quarter. Ravenna committing two turnovers, two costly fumbles that gave St. Cecilia great field position to start those drives that racked up the points. Some of the numbers rushing for St. Cecilia: 38 yards for Cody Jackson and a touchdown. 36 yards for Devin Ellie. Nope, I got my numbers wrong, don't I? Got to go through the hieroglyphics to figure out what's going on here. Gene Shaw puts together some super numbers for you. I'll tell you what, we're going to take a quick break. We're about halfway through your Allens of Hastings halftime show, brought to you by Allens, so you get more superstore. We'll try to put those numbers together, and we'll tell you some other scores of some games going around the area out here. So stay with us. It's high school football on The Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
When it comes to your harvest tire needs, you've got a friend in the field, CBI Mr. Tire. Combine farm tires are 1,016 cash and carry for size 24.5 by 32 12 ply. Truck tires and straddle duals are also on sale. CBI Mr. Tire has 9 tire units to serve you when trouble stops you in the field. CBI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
Flashback Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashback for a taste of history. With the original tin ceiling, barred brick walls, and decorated with history for Ravenna like newspaper clippings from years past. Flashback, where the grill is open late for home games, so stop in tonight.
Holcomb Scrapers have long been the leader in scraper strength and reliability. Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is your Holcomb Scraper dealer. They stock 8 and 12-yard forced ejection scrapers with other models also available. Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is a proud sponsor of tonight's game.
Ever wonder why Ravenna has such great athletes? It's all those great cooked meals at the Dewdrop. The Dewdrop is serving up home-cooked meals 24 hours a day and a large side of small-town hospitality. Proud to support the area high school teams, the Dewdrop in Ravenna.
When you need real estate, appraisal, or insurance from someone you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska with offices in Loup City, Ravenna, and Shelton. We are here to cover all your needs. Good luck, area athletes from RAI of Nebraska.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Okay, got some numbers for you for St. Cecilia. Phil Hamburger leads all rushers. 3 rushes, 30 yards. Cody Jackson, 8 rushes for 18 yards. And Devin Ellie has 3 rushes for 8 yards for St. Cecilia. Checking some scores around the area now. Kearney High, 9. Fremont, nothing at halftime. Axtell, 7-0 over Shelton at halftime. Sargent, 34-0 over Anselmo Myrna. That's after the first quarter. Superior Thayer at halftime. Superior on top, 28-0. Hastings up 17-0 over Scott's Bluff. They're at halftime. Giltner's 36. Lawrence Nelson is 7. See if we got any more scores coming up here. Aurora 28-0 over Waverly at last report. We're missing here. And a reminder, if you have any scores, by the way, feel free to send that to us. You can text us at 308-646-0506 with any score you've got in the area. You can also go online at flatriverprep.com and see who's playing, and you can actually listen to a lot of our games that are going on in our listening area. Let's see if we can find a rundown of games we've got going on our Flat River radio stations. On 1230 KHAS, and again, you can pick these up online as well. You've got Scott's Bluff at Hastings High. Hastings High on top of that game, 17-0. Gehring's taking on Adams Central. That game's on 1550 KICS. Since you're in Minden, you can find them on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. Minden on top of Centura big. On 1460 KXPN, Southern Valley and Kearney Catholic going at it. So a lot of good games going on in the Platte River radio system. And again, we thank you for calling in your scores. If you didn't hear your team score, feel free to give us a call. Let us know what's going on, or go to Platte River Radio or PlatteRiverPreps.com. PlatteRiverPreps.com, a new website that's got all the links and all the good stuff that you need to find games going on in our area. We've got just about 3 minutes to go. We'll take another break. We'll come back. We've got second half action coming your way. St. Cecilia on top of Ravenna, 17-0 at halftime. High school football on the Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
Jackson's Forest Service has moved to 219 North Lexington in Hastings, on the corner of 3rd and Lexington. Jackson's Forest Service does commercial and residential installation of carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, laminate, and pre-finished wood. Call Jim and Greg at 402-462-9336 or 462-0968. Jackson's Forest Service supports the local and area athletes and teams and wishes them good luck this season. Jackson's Forest Service, now located at 219 North Lexington in Hastings.
We're talking with Tom at Burt's Pharmacy in Hastings. We move into the fall season. Tom, there's something new here at Burt's, right?
Yes, Blaine. At Burt's Pharmacy, we now can email or text you when your prescriptions are ready if you would like this new feature. Call us or come see us here at Burt's Pharmacy on 14th. Your health is our number one concern here at Burt's.
Thank you, Tom. That's Tom at Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue. Stop at Burt's Drugstore downtown and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Got the numbers for you now for Ravenna, the Blue Jays. 10 rushes, 21 yards for halfback Ryan Miller. Trevor Saborn had 7 rushes, ended up with 14 yards, but he was brought down a couple times in succession by that St. Cecilia defense. He lost about 12 yards to make it a rough one for Trevor Saborn. That St. Cecilia defense holding their own, picking up a 17-0 lead. It looked like St. Cecilia and Ravenna was in for a real ball game, because as this game got started, St. Cecilia just sputtered on their first two series. Ravenna did not fare much better. They had 2 costly turnovers that gave St. Cecilia some good field position. And again, it's been a battle of field position that St. Cecilia has capitalized on and scored all 3 of their drives, because they started inside the 50-yard line of Ravenna. They had great field position, and now as we are close to starting our second half, St. Cecilia, who won the toss, will receive, and they'll bring out that offense one more time. We did see a play of Coach Mark Hudson that he reached into that bag of tricks, and that could have been quite costly. But St. Cecilia's secondary was on top of it. Saborn made a quick pass over to the near side of the field, and Connor Baranek caught it from the wing position. Then he just reared back and threw it across the field, a long pass that was just out of reach of Lucas Wilk. And Wilkie just could not haul that one down. He was actually double covered. St. Cecilia, again, not fooled on it. But one of the concerns that Coach Hudd had at the beginning of this game for Ravenna was the fact that line, offensive and defensive, has to be won by Ravenna for them to be able to come close to competing with St. Cecilia. And they started off strong, very tight, but were unable to hold back St. Cecilia on the short field. Team captains now heading out towards center of the field as time has expired on the clock. And players still continuing their warm-up. Again, St. Cecilia won the toss to start the game and defer their form out midfield. Up 17-0, you got to figure, where's the comfort factor for Coach Carl Tesmer in St. Cecilia? When is Ryan Baker and that fabulous freshman squad going to pop on the field? Tesmer waited deep in the third and into the fourth quarter before he brought his reserves in last time. 17-0 is by no means a comfortable margin against a team like Ravenna. This perennial powerhouse team has the ability to turn things around and can turn it around pretty quick. So we'll see how that is, all unfolds in front of us as the teams have now broken, and we'll be getting our second half started here momentarily. We'll do a quick run through here of some other scores that are drifting in. Superior 28, Thayer Central, nothing at halftime. Again, Hastings High over Scott's Bluff, 17-0. Gildner 36, Lawrence Nelson 7. Kearney High 9, Fremont 0 at halftime. Axtell 7, Shelton 0 at half. Silver Lake 28, Harvard 6 at half. Adams Central 21-3 at the half. Fillmore Central 20, Lincoln Lutheran 7, still in the second quarter. So there's some more scores coming at you as the squads will take the field. Adams Central in a battle in Gehring. We'll have to get that score updated here for you in a second as that comes in. But right now, Ravenna's taking the field. They'll kick off from right to left. Set to do the kicking will be, looks like it's, Ethan Shambeck looks like he's getting all set to kick off. St. Cecilia now takes the field to the crowd cheering on the far side of the field. Good crowd on both sides. St. Cecilia, of course, always travels in mass. And Ravenna always puts on a good show. Back to work now. Three deep for Shambeck's kick. Second half action is moments from being underway. And there we go. It's a high kick. It's going to be picked up at about the 8-yard line and then dropped and now hustled up by Kissinger. Kissinger's going to work his way across the 20 before he's hauled down. Check that. That's going to be Cody Jackson on the receiving. So it'll be first and 10. St. Cecilia starts in what I think is the worst field position of the night. Their own 20. Kissinger now wide to the right. Jackson in the backfield, dots the eye. Hamburger back to work now. Jackson in motion, goes to the left. Handoff's going to be given from the wing around. And it's going to be hauled down, tripped up. Good leg tackle by Ravenna. It looks like it was Justin Kapersky who got a hand on it. Got a hand on the ball carrier and drags him down. Blake Brulette on the end around will pick up about 3 yards. It'll be second down and 7. Just underway here in the second half. Kissinger again winds up on the right side. Handoff is going to be given to Jackson. Jackson drops a shoulder, cuts across, has the first down and a few more. About the 39-yard line, he picked up a good crease. I think it was Josh Tremble that made a nice block from that center position that sprung Jackson for those extra few yards. 16-yard run for Cody Jackson. Gives the Blue Hawks a new set of downs. Just underway here in the third quarter. I formation, Jackson again at the tailback. Kissinger on the right side. Ball going to be fumbled and picked up by Hamburger. He went to his knee to get it and then got up to run, and the referee's on top of it when he grabbed the ball. A little mix-up between center and quarterback. Could have been very costly for St. Cecilia. Ravenna's defense is causing this. That line is just flying off the ball. He'll lose about 3 yards, or 2 yards rather, so it'll be second down and about 12 to go for the Blue Hawks now. That Maryland High Everyone else in tight. Give to, looks like Faber. Faber rolls around to the left side. No, that, yes, that was Faber, wasn't it? Bryce Faber, able to get back to the line of scrimmage, maybe one more as he rolled around the left side. Blue Jays had him locked up in the back behind the line, but he was able to spring forward, and now it'll be third down and call it 9.5 for St. Cecilia now. Kissinger now on the near side. Hamburger makes the pitch. Jackson picks up the block, gets around the corner. He's just across the 50. He's got the first down to 45, all down at about the 41-yard line. Tackled by Trevor Saborn. Saborn was trying to rip the ball out. And now we got a Blue Jay down on the field in the backfield that they're going to tend to. Jackson makes a big run. Picks up 20 yards on the carry. Ball's going to be spotted at the 41-yard line. And while they're tending to the down player, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back 17-0 with 9:23 to go in the third quarter. St. Cecilia on top of Ravenna. You're listening to high school football on the Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
We're proud to be recognized as a leading ag bank, proud to be a leading commercial lender, proud that our staff has all the qualities of good hometown folks. We're Town & Country Bank, Ravenna, Litchfield, Pleasanton, and Kearney.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry the rest of their lives. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches.
St. Cecilia High School is a private Catholic college preparatory school for grades 9 through 12, focusing on the student in a professional learning community, striving to provide a challenging academic experience while developing the whole student spiritually and socially. St. Cecilia students have contributed thousands of hours of community service to Hastings and the area. Students can participate in 12 sports programs, plus many other school activities, including academic decathlon and Teens for Life. Call Hastings Catholic Schools at 462-2105 and at stchastings.org.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Ryan Miller was the down player for the Blue Jays. He left the field on his own power, being tended to at the sideline. St. Cecilia now with a new set of downs from the 42-yard line, first and 10. Clock down to 9:20 in the third quarter. Hamburger under center now. Kissinger's way to the left. Back to pass. Down the left side and going to be just over the shoulder, caught in for the touchdown. Phil Hamburger throws into double coverage and picks up Kissinger on the left side, streaking down the line and in for the touchdown. 42 yards for the score. St. Cecilia punches one in from the distance. One of the things that Coach Hudson was so concerned about was not giving up the big play. And that's exactly what St. Cecilia has been able to do on at least a couple of occasions now. Point after, about to be attempted here. Matt Kissinger, two touchdown catches tonight, a field goal, and he'll add to that with the point after. 24-0, St. Cecilia on top of Ravenna in Ravenna. It's high school football on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
To get your yard ready for the changing season, head to your neighborhood Ace store for great deals on Ace brand fertilizer. At Big G Ace in Hastings, buy 5,000 square feet of green turf lawn winterizer or winterizer weed and feed and get a $4 rebate limit too. By the time spring is sprung, your yard will be on its way to being the greenest on the block. For great deals on expert lawn and garden advice, trust the friendly folks at your neighborhood Ace store.
Quality products, great people, and helpful advice. Big G.
The Breeze, 94.5.
St. Cecilia started from their own 20-yard line, drove the ball 80 yards for a 42-yard touchdown pass from Phil Hamburger to Matt Kissinger for the score. Point after makes it 24-0. St. Cecilia picking up where they left off in the second quarter. Back to kickoff now. Kissinger. three back. Deep. It'll be a high end-over-end kick that's going to go almost through the uprights, about 2 yards short. So Ravenna will start the ball, start the drive off of the ball on their own 20-yard line. They have yet to start a drive. Well, every one of their drives, what are we looking at, four times they've started from their own 20-yard line. So St. Cecilia clearly taking a battle of field position. 9:08 to go in the first quarter. Wide to the right is Connor Baranek. Under center now, Saborin makes the give right up the middle and going nowhere. In fact, probably losing a couple. That St. Cecilia line sprung forward, and it looks like call it a loss of almost one. But that whole left side of that defensive line, Sheehy and Stirrup, just converged and going nowhere. Nice to see Ryan Miller back in the game. He was took the handoff on that play, but he's back. He was out injured just a few plays ago, but now back in action. Saborin from shotgun, second down, 11 to go. End around, coming through, solid popping going on, and a gain of about two or three from Lucas Wilkie. Wilkie worked his way around from the end and comes across the middle. Linebackers from St. Cecilia firing in all cylinders, made some solid pops in there. It'll be third down and about eight to go for the Blue Hawks. Shotgun formation. Double wing in motion now is Wilkie. Back to pass. Firing downfield way over. Intended for Kelly McFadden, but just overthrown by Saborin. And it'll bring up fourth and long for Ravenna. Back to punt. Once again comes Lucas Wilk. Jackson. Cody Jackson back to receive along with Blake Brulette. Kick is up. It's a wobbly one. Picked up on the fly by Jackson. Jackson catches the seam, goes around the right side. He's to the 30, 25, hauled down at about the 20-yard line. St. Cecilia, one more time, getting excellent field position to start a drive, and they have been extremely costly for Ravenna. Jackson took that at about the 50-yard line. And returns it about 30 yards to the just outside the 20. Jackson picked up some good blocks downfield and made the most of it. St. Cecilia now starts off. Kissinger to the left. Hamburger, quick throw over to Kissinger down the line. He's got one man to beat, and he's going to make a great open field tackle. Lucas Wilkie was not giving up on that one. Not shaking at all. Kissinger could not get around the outside. He'll get the catch. He'll pick up about three on the play. Second down, seven to go. Ball spotted on about the 18-yard line. St. Cecilia on the far side of the field. Jackson in the backfield. Fullback is Devin Ellie. Kissinger's now on the near side. Hamburger under center. Back to pass. Hamburger, lots of time. Throw over the middle and in and out, or just over. Kissinger was the target, and it was just over his head in the end zone. Bassett was wide open. and Amador missed him. He was looking for Kissinger all the way and did not shake him off. 6:33 to go in the third quarter. St. Cecilia up 24-0, knocking on the door now, just inside the 20-yard line, but third and seven. And right behind, back to pass, was Hamburger, and he had nowhere to go. He had a trio of Blue Jays in his face right after the snap. Great penetration. And Ravenna, digging in now, will set up a fourth down for St. Cecilia, and this would be a long kick should they elect a kick. And they're going to try it. Kissinger's back to kick. Ball's going to be spotted at about the 37-yard line. Jackson to hold. There's the snap. There's the kick. It's up. It's a low one, and it looks like it's off to the left side. It is. So the kick is no good. And that's going to be a boost for Ravenna. They'll take over at about the 20-yard line with 5:42 to go. Snap was good. The kick was not. Low and to the left. So Kissinger comes up empty on this one. He hit earlier in the ninth from 20 out. 29? I was shooting for 39. 39-yard field goal, no good. 20-yard was good earlier. Savorin gives right away. Quick run right up the middle. Ethan Schambeck finds a hole and drives his way up. They'll pick up about 7-8 yards. Call it 9 yards on the carry. Great run for Schambeck. He had a good seam right up the middle through that big Blue Hawk line and drives it up now. Second down and one. Good opportunity for Ravenna. Two receivers to his Saborn's right, one to the left. It's Wilkie to the near side. In motion is Schambeck. Whistle blows. Flag down. Nope, timeout. Timeout is going to be called by Ravenna. So we'll take a quick break as well. We'll come back with more football. It's high school football on the Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
Jackson's Forest Service has moved to 219 North Lexington in Hastings on the corner of 3rd and Lexington. Jackson's Forest Service does commercial and residential installation of carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, laminate, and pre-finished wood. Call Jim and Greg at 402-462-9336 or 462-0968. Jackson's Forest Service supports the local and area athletes and teams and wishes them good luck this season. Jackson's Forest Service, now located at 219 North Lexington in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Ravenna High School. Rob Austin with you. St. Cecilia on top of Ravenna. 24-0, 4:59 to go in the third quarter. St. Cecilia just missed a lengthy field goal, and now Ravenna trying to answer. They get a 9-yard run from Schambeck. Ball's going to be spotted at about the 29-yard line. So Boren gives to the first guy through. No, he keeps it himself. Tucks it, has the first down and more. Breaks his way to the right. Ball comes out, and a host of Blue Hawks are around it. It was stripped while Savorin was running. Came flying out about 5 yards in front of him, and St. Cecilia DBs were there and pounced upon it. Josh Grapple will get credit for the fumble recovery. St. Cecilia now. Joel Grapple, 32, Jace Jackson. Got a big paw in there and knocked it out. Other Blue Hawks, we should say, he got a wing in there and knocked it out. So St. Cecilia takes over in their own territory. Ball spotted at about the 47-yard line. And we got some quick movement now. It looked like Cody Jackson stood up just a tad too quick. And that'll back the Blue Hawks up. Just a little bit deeper. See if we got any more scores we can update for you here. Get them for you here in a second now. Hamburger goes under center. Gives to the end around. Flag Brulette makes a carry, and this is probably going to be a holding call on St. Cecilia. Yes, that is indeed the case. So St. Cecilia on this drive shooting themselves in the foot. Five penalties for St. Cecilia. Most notably, the last two plays has backed St. Cecilia up now to the 32-yard line. It'll be first and pack your lunch for St. Cecilia. Hastings High up 24-0 over Scott's Bluff early in the third quarter. Wood River 21-19 over Blue Hill at halftime. There's a little bit of a shocker. Axtell 7, Shelton 0 after 3. Around the left side, here comes Cody Jackson. Good pop. Kissinger, rather. Goes around the left side. Picked up a few, but see who it was. It'll be a gain of about 3, but Kissinger could have had a lot more. Great field tackling by the Blue Jays. Kept that from going any further. Second down and about 22 to go for the Blue Hawks. Back to pass, rolling to his right as Hamburger had a little bit of pressure, quick dump off to Jackson. Jackson's going to try to pick up a block, spins his way around, and is going to get forward to about the 42-yard line. It'll be a gain of about 6, but it's well short. Hamburger had all kinds of pressure on him and just nobody downfield to throw it to. He dumps it off to Jackson. Jackson picks up a block and spins forward, picks up good yards, but it'll still be third and about 15 yards. Ravenna defense now. Picking up, kicking in there. They've been known for it for years. Kissinger's on the far side of the field. Quick pass in the flat. Up and over the head. Good coverage, good defensive coverage for Ravenna, and that'll bring the punting squad on for St. Cecilia. Trevor Saborin going back along with him, Lucas Wilkie to return. They're going to be lined up at about the 15-yard line. That's where the return is waiting from. Ball's going to be kicked from St. Cecilia's 30. There's the kick. It's up high, spiral, hanging up there. Fair catch called for and caught by Trevor Saborin. So Saborin and the rest of the Blue Jays will start from about the 21-yard line. About 39-yard punt. Years of math finally paying off. I can't remember if they told me I'd never use it again or if I shouldn't use it again. .3:15 to go in the third quarter. St. Cecilia on top, but the Ravenna Blue Jays trying to get something started. Spread the field from the shotgun. In motion is Wilkie. From left to right. Saborin makes the pitch. It's going to be picked up by Miller. Miller splits some defenders and falls forward for a gain of about 2 or 3. Tripped up just enough to bring him down. He's going to pick up about four on the carry. Ravenna now spreads the field one more time. Second down, about six, five, long five to go. Ball down behind the line to Bourne. Nowhere to go. Dax Durup showing some quickness. Gets through. And the 265-pound defensive end shows some quickness. And we'll get the sack. It'll be a loss of about three or four. The Bourne trying to get around to the right side, and Stirrup would have no part of it. It'll be third down and about nine to go. Spread formation one more time for Ravenna. In motion, Shambeck. Back to pass now. Penetration and in trouble is Saborn. He's looking for help. Finally throws it across, in and out of the hands of Lucas Wilkie. Wilkie could have had the catch, but probably heard some footsteps. He'd have had the first down if he was able to haul it in, but credit Saborn with evading the tackle because he had all kinds of pressure, was throwing that across his body on the fly. And puts it on the numbers for Wilkie, but Wilkie perhaps was either hearing footsteps or concerned about where that sideline was. Either way, it'll bring up fourth down and a long eight. Back to punt is Ravenna. Wilkie to punt. Jackson and Brulette to receive. Snap is up. It's fielded. Spiral kick's going to go the way of Brulette. It'll bounce at the 50 and then slide out of bounds. So Adam sets, or check that. That'll be St. Cecilia ball. After a 29-yard kick, the Blue Hawks will have the ball at the 50. Last word we heard from Adams Central was 21-3 over Garing. We'll get an update on them. Kissinger on the near side. Hand off to Jackson up the middle. Jackson runs into a wall of Blue Jays and will be lucky to get a yard. Cody Lewis in on the stop for the Blue Jays. Not many yards have come for St. Cecilia up the middle, so credit that inside line of Ravenna. They've been able to put a block on it. Officials got a quick timeout. Got a player working on some equipment somewhere. Should be back to order now. All right, we're back again. Back to work now, second down and nine for St. Cecilia. Gibb is going to go to Jackson. Jackson makes a couple of weave stutter steps. Will pick up the first down. He got nine, maybe ten, enough for the first down. We'll see what kind of spot they get here. It is just across the line, enough to move the chain. So St. Cecilia now in Ravenna territory once again, already holding a 24-point lead, 24-0, 52 seconds to go in the third quarter. St. Cecilia scores 21, or check that, 17 in the second quarter alone. Has added seven here in the third. And are driving, like to add a few more. Ravenna's defense may have something to say about that. Ball spotted at the 40-yard line. Back to pass. Hamburger rolls. Shot is thrown in and out of the half. Good defensive play by Trevor Savora. Savora made a good read on that. There was no way that Bryce Faber was going to get a hand on it. Faber couldn't bring it down. Savora, good defensive back play there. It'll bring up second down and 10 for St. Cecilia as they try to fire behind that big line. They have some good protection on Hamburger there. Kissinger now lines up on the right side. I formation. Back to pass one more time. Over to the left side. Jackson all alone has the corner, and he's going to get tripped up. Flag is down. We could get a holding call here. Justin Kapersky got a leg on Jackson. Otherwise, Jackson was scooting down that line. And I think we're going to bring this one back. It is holding on St. Cecilia. St. Cecilia's had some costly penalties. Six times they've been tabbed tonight. This is a costly one because it would have got them close to a first down. Second down and 20 now for St. Cecilia. Probably the last play of the third quarter right here. Kissinger once again lines up to the right. Receiver in the slot on the left. End around is going to be Brulette. Brulette's going to slide around. Blake Brulette's going to be tossed out of bounds after a gain of about five. He actually got a little bit more than that down the line. He almost got back to the original line of scrimmage. It'll be third down and about 13 to go. Kissinger comes wide to the right. Jackson dots the eye. In and out of the hands, back to pass, and Hamburger got popped pretty good at the end of that play from the blind side. He got it off, and it was just slightly underthrown, but he had his receiver there. But it falls away. It'll be fourth down. St. Cecilia sends hunting team on back to return. Trevor Saborn and Lucas Wilkie on the far side of the field. Kissinger takes the snap, makes the kick, high spiral kick going towards the end zone. It's going to take a Ravenna bounce into the end zone. They'll get it on their own 20-yard line. We'll call that a 43-yard punt. Kissinger's been getting some big booms tonight. So the quarter will come to an end. We'll take a quick break and come back with fourth quarter action. Our score, St. Cecilia 24, Ravenna nothing. It's high school football on the Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
Flashback Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashback for a taste of history. With the original tin ceiling, bared brick walls, and decorated with history for Ravenna like newspaper clippings from years past. Flashback, where the grill is open late for home games, so stop in tonight.
We're talking with Tom at Burt's Pharmacy in Hastings. We move into the fall season. Tom, there's something new here at Burt's, right?
Yes, Blaine. At Burt's Pharmacy, we now can email or text you when your prescriptions are ready if you would like this new feature. Call us or come see us here at Burt's Pharmacy on 14th. Your health is our number one concern here at Burt's.
Thank you, Tom. That's Tom at Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue. Stop at Burt's Drugstore downtown and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Ravenna High School. Rob Austin with you. 24-0 St. Cecilia on top of Ravenna. We'll start the fourth quarter with Ravenna on the 20-yard line, first and 10. Trevor Saborn under center. it was going to be right up the middle and going nowhere. That defensive line for St. Cecilia has really established the line of scrimmage there. She comes up with a stop on that one. Shambeck, the carrier. It'll bring up second down and 10. From the shotgun now, Saborin. In motion, Wilkie, and did we get a timeout called ahead of that? I think we did. Ravenna's going to take a quick timeout. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with more football. It's high school football on the Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
Ever wonder why Ravenna has such great athletes? It's all those great cooked meals at the Dewdrop. The Dewdrop is serving up home-cooked meals 24 hours a day and a large side of small-town hospitality. Proud to support the area high school teams, the Dewdrop in Ravenna.
Holcomb Scrapers have long been the leader in scraper strength and reliability. Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is your Holcomb Scraper dealer. They stock 8 and 12-yard forced ejection scrapers with other models also available. Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is a proud sponsor of tonight's game.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Looking at total yards through three quarters, St. Cecilia 222 to Ravenna's 92. A big difference that last quarter. St. Cecilia racks up 75 yards, 10 by pass on a 2-for-6 performance. From Hamburger, 10 carries, 65 yards. For the Blue Ox, Ravenna racks up 31 yards, all of them on the ground on 6 carries. And Ravenna trying to get something started here as we start the fourth quarter. From the shotgun, Saborin, in motion, Shambeck. Quick pitch, bobbled, and finally brought down. That ball was bouncing around. Shambeck could go nowhere, finally thrown out of bounds. He'll pick up about the carry, but that play had the potential for all kinds of danger in it. Saborin was almost wrapped up as soon as the ball was hiked. He was able to pitch it away, but the pitch was off the mark, and Shambeck did a nice juggling act to finally haul it down. Did well to hold on to it. And actually, no gain. It looked like he was going to get about 3 yards on it, but he was 3 yards in the hole when he got the pitch. The ball was bouncing way above his head. And St. Cecilia was chomping at the bits to get a hold of it. So it'll be third down and 10 for Ravenna. Saborin keeps around. Sheehy makes a diving shot and stops him. Stirrup in on the tackle as well. It'll be a gain of about 4. So it's 4th and 6. Ravenna back to punt, presumably one more time. Jackson and Brulette back to return for St. Cecilia. Lucas Wilkie to kick. Snap is away. It's good. Kick is going to carry to about the 42-yard line. Jackson catches it on the fly. He's across the 50 to the 45. Miller's going to haul him down. Ryan Miller was there to keep that from going anywhere. Jackson had a good steam working on the right side. 32-yard kick. Jackson returns to about the 42-yard line, it looks like. So St. Cecilia one more time in Ravenna territory to start a drive, and that has been a pattern that will haunt film day tomorrow in Ravenna. You can guarantee that. Now we have a referee who apparently has a bit of a cramp. I don't know what kind of training plan these referees have, but they got an official timeout on the field. We'll take a break while they tend to our injured referee. We'll take a quick break. It's 24-0. Safe to see you on top of Ravenna High School Football on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
The staff and management of Leprino Foods in Ravenna would like to wish the area high school teams best of luck in the game. Leprino Foods is proud to be a part of the Ravenna community. Thank you for the hometown support of Leprino Foods in Ravenna.
We're proud to be recognized as a leading ag bank, proud to be a leading commercial lender, proud that our staff has all the qualities of good hometown folks. We're Town and Country Bank, Ravenna, Litchfield, Pleasanton, and Kearney.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Ravenna High School. The referee is some sort of beverage, I assume they brought him. Looks like it's a right ham or a calf that he's nursing. It's not like he's done a lot of running tonight anyway. But for some reason, he's not having a good time. The players that come back out on the field, they were ready to go, but that referee will have no part of it. It looks like he's nursing a hamstring. It originally looked like he was going for his calf, but he could have been just trying to stretch the hammy out. So the referees will make some adjustments. St. Cecilia will have the ball as we'll go down to four officials. Hamburger gives to Jackson. Jackson takes a pop in the backfield. That looked like Paul Bruja. Nope. Jacob Bruja comes in for the pop. And it'll be a loss of about a yard for St. Cecilia. It'll be second down and 11. Ball on about the 43-yard line of Ravenna. Great field opportunity for St. Cecilia. Kissinger's on the left side. Option to the left. Hamburger's going to keep it. Flag is down. We're going to get a holding well behind the play. Jackson, or Hamburger, still running. He's going into the end zone. He's going to be just a little bit short, about 5 yards, but it's all coming back. It's all coming back for holding. That's a big play that's going to be turned around. A 37-yard run for naught. So St. Cecilia, again, a victim of their own penalty. Seven penalties, 50 yards for St. Cecilia. This is going to back them up into their own side of the field at about the 47-yard line. Second down and farther than I can count. St. Cecilia is going to take a quick timeout. 8:47 to go in the ball game. St. Cecilia on top, 24-0. We'll take a quick break and come back to more football on The Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
To get your yard ready for the changing season, head to your neighborhood Ace store for great deals on Ace brand fertilizer. At Big G Ace in Hastings, buy 5,000 square feet of Green Turf Lawn Winterizer or Winterizer Weed and Feed and get a $4 rebate limit too. By the time spring is sprung, your yard will be on its way to being the greenest on the block. For great deals on expert lawn and garden advice, trust the friendly folks at your neighborhood Ace store.
Quality products, great people, and helpful advice. Big G.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Ravenna High School, Rob on The Breeze. Welcome all of you listening via the internet as well at KLIQFM.com. Always like hearing from you. If you feel like dropping us an email, feel free to do so. St. Cecilia, second down, over the horizon to go. Hamburger. Back to pass, rolls to his right side, looking for downfield. He's got wide open, caught, and hauled down at about the 20-yard line. I'm believing that that was Jordan Consbrook. Consbrook was out early in the season with an injured leg, comes back in, makes a huge catch. And St. Cecilia not only gets the first down, but a 34-yard reception for Jordan Consbrook, 235-pound senior, took a shot early in the season to the side of the leg. They thought it was going to be his knee, and he was able to battle through it and is now back in the lineup. Good news for St. Cecilia, a great catch. It'll be first down. Ball spotted on the 20-yard line for the Blue Hawks. Back in business. Handoff goes to Jackson. Jackson's going to be wrapped up in the backfield. He'll fall forward for a small gain. Ryan Miller got some quick penetration across the line. Wraps up Jackson and hauls him down after a gain of only about, call it 2 yards, 3 yards. So it'll be second down and 7 for St. Cecilia now. Clock winding down to 7:45 in the ball game. Kissinger is left, got a receiver to the right. Hamburger under center. Two-step drop, back to pass, going to Kissinger in the corner, and he let up a little bit. He had his man beat, but he was about a yard behind. He stagger-stepped a little bit and just couldn't catch up to it. Slightly overthrown by Hamburger. It'll be third down and 7 now for the Blue Hawks out there. Ravenna trying not to give up the big play. And a lot of times when you concentrate on not giving up the big play, you give it up. But they're digging in on this drive as St. Cecilia loads up now. End around. Blake Brulette comes from the end around and then will fall forward after a gain of about 3 or 4. Well short of the first down. It'll be fourth down and about 5 to go. Short 5, long 4, depending on how you look at it. It's fourth down, and we'll see if Matt Kissinger will get the call to come out and kick. St. Cecilia going all the way. Eye formation. Cody Jackson dots the eye. Under center now is Hamburger. Kissinger's to his left. Flag, and this one could be time. It is. Too much time for St. Cecilia. Second time they've been called for that. And now we'll see if that changed the play from Coach Carl Tesmer. Give us a chance to catch up on some scores here. Alliance 31, Lexington 14. They're in the fourth quarter. Fairbury 29, Grand Island Central Catholic 22. After 3. Wood River still over Blue Hill late in the third quarter, 21-19. So a little shocker going on as Wood River holds to a 2-point lead. Hastings High 31-8 over Scott's Bluff at the end of 3. Holdridge 32, Sydney 17 at the end of 3. Overton, 68, Elwood, 12. They're still in the fourth quarter. Sargent's 54-22 over Anselmo Myrna. Don't have Pleasanton score yet. If anybody has that, feel free to give us a call at 308-646-0506. Or go to flatriverpreps.com. I'd like to have that score as well, and we'll pass that along to you as soon as we get it. Fourth down, St. Cecilia still going for it. Back to pass, Hamburger across the middle, throws, is this picked off? In and out of the hands of Wilkie. Wilkie made a good defensive play. Matt Kissinger was the target of the Hamburger pass, and watches it get swat away by Wilkie. Wilkie, very impressive as a defensive back. So a turnover on downs will give Ravenna the ball just inside their own 20-yard line with 6:38 to go in the ball game. St. Cecilia holds to a 24-0 lead. So Boren now under center. Could not find anyone to hand it to. And will end up eating it in the backfield. Jambek was the first one through, but he pulls it out, Saborin does, and he'll end up losing yards on it. So he'll lose five, actually, and it'll bring up second down 15 to go from the 15-yard line. So nothing going the way of Ravenna so far tonight. Joe Clark was in on the big tackle for the Blue Hawk defense. In motion, Wilkie, Saborin, rolls to his left. He's going to tuck it, keeping himself. No, he's going to make a quick pass, and it's going to be caught. And at about the 20-yard line, Connor Baranek we'll see where they get the spot. It's still going to be a little more than 10 yards to go. Third down and 11, a short 11. Ravenna running out of time with 5:46 to go. Wide to the right, two receivers. Kelly McFadden is on the near side from the shotgun. Saborin in motion goes Wilkie. Back to pass. Knocked away by Joe Wallmeyer. Wallmeyer, the 220-pound junior, got a big paw up in the air, swatted it away before Saborin could release it. And it'll be a long fourth down for Ravenna. Jackson and Brulette will be back to return. St. Cecilia should get good field position. The return men for the Blue Hawks are at about their own 45-yard line. There's the snap. Kick is up. It's off the side of his foot. He shanks it, and it's going to fly out of bounds at about the 25-yard line. Lucas Wilkie had been punting fairly well all night long, and this one just rolls off the side of his foot. Net gain, or net distance on the punt, 6 yards off the shank, and St. Cecilia now knocking on the door at about the 24-yard line. They'll start this drive. St. Cecilia now. Hamburger makes the give. Xander Schmidt, the new quarterback for St. Cecilia. He makes the give, and it looked like it went to Joel Graffel. And Graffel will fall ahead for one. So St. Cecilia now starting to rotate people in. Xander Schmidt is a sophomore, 160 pounds, under center. Makes the give to Nick Brulette, and Brulette's going to go right up the middle and pop off a couple extra yards. Give him about four on the carry. We'll see where the spot is. It'll be third down and about four to go for St. Cecilia. Play comes in from the sidelines. On the four right side in the ball game, Blake Misek. Schmidt under center. Makes the give right away up the middle and still battling. still battling was Joel Graffel, and Graffel will pick up but a couple. He's still going to be about 3 or 4 yards short of the first down. No, they gave it to him. We're at one of those weird angles, and that was just enough to cross the line. I thought he was about 3 or 4 short, but St. Cecilia will move the chain with the ball on about the 11-yard line. Schmidt will eye this Blue Jay defense under center. Quick handoff up. Solid run, Joel Graffel. And Graffel will fall forward across the 10-yard line. He'll pick up about 3 on the carry. Second down, 7 to go for St. Cecilia. Clock down to 3:22. I formation, very tight end. Back to pass. Over to the right side, wide open, and caught. Wilkie makes a good tackle. Going to be short of the first down, I think. Blake Misek makes the catch from that split end position, hauled it down. And we'll see where the spot is, but I think it's going to be a little short. It's going to be about 3 yards short of the first down. Ball spotted just at about the 5-yard line. St. Cecilia can get the first down without the touchdown. Schmidt makes the handoff up the middle, and going nowhere was Nick Brulette. Good penetration by that Blue Jay defense. That right side was a fire. And Josh Boardman in on the tackle. It'll be fourth and a short 2 for St. Cecilia. And they're going to be going for it. Xander Schmidt eyes it under center. Goes to Nick Brulette on the left side. He hesitates, drives around. He's going to be denied the touchdown, but he'll get the first down inside the 1-yard line. So it'll be first and goal for St. Cecilia inside the 1-yard line with 1:38 to go. Blue Hawks on top, 24-0. They're going to measure and see if he actually got it. It was actually closer. We'll see what the call is here. On the near side of the field, and it looks like he's got it by the length of a football or then some. So the Blue Hawks indeed get the first down. First and goal, ball now on the 1-yard line. Xander Schmidt in at quarterback over on the right side. It's a sneak up the middle and a wrap right behind. I don't think he got the ball across. No signal yet. And Schmidt couldn't quite get it across before he was hauled down. .112 to go in the ball game. St. Cecilia with the ball, second and goal. And we'll see if they elect to keep it going. Schmidt under center, pitches to the right side. Nick Roulette has it, drops it, and he's going to be yanked down well behind. Ethan Schambeck made him pay for the bobble. And that, we've got 42 seconds to go. It'll be third and goal for St. Cecilia, but... And St. Cecilia from the 7-yard line, it looks like, will go for it. Back to pass on the right side into the flats over the head of the intended receiver. Joel Graffel was out there, but the ball was well over his head. That'll stop the clock with 15 seconds to go, and it'll be fourth and goal for St. Cecilia. Play comes in from the sideline. Schmidt will have it. St. Cecilia will remain perfect on the season at 4-0. Ravenna will fall to 2-2, and we'll see if Schmidt is going to take a knee or if they're going to try to put more points on the board. He's going to try to put more points on the board. He hands off on the left side, in and around, and in for the touchdown. No, just short. Nope, they gave him the touchdown. Touchdown, St. Cecilia, the run. I didn't see who actually had it. I thought I saw 31, but there's no number. We'll find out who got the touchdown. Blake Misek may have been the one. I'm thinking it was Nick Roulette. And we got some movement going on. Looks like St. Cecilia will be going for two on this one. As it stands now, it's 30-0, and we've got a false start on St. Cecilia. And we'll see if this will change to a kick now. St. Cecilia will break the huddle now, and what will probably be last play of the ball game. Anders Schmidt makes the pitch over to the right side. As Nick Brulette, he's going to get run out of bounds and will be denied the two-point play. So we'll have 6 seconds when we come back for the kickoff. It's 30-0. St. Cecilia on top. We've got our final kickoff coming up. You're listening to High School Football on The Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
Some days we just have to deal with general pests, and some days even termites. To help you, call Carey's Pest Control in Hastings for pest and termite control. Locally owned and operated since 1975, Carey's Pest Control does real estate termite inspections and provides lifetime termite control programs. Free estimates, too. Protect some of your biggest investments with advanced termite bait system from Carey's Pest Control. Call Mike or Dave at 463-9416. Carey's Pest Control in Hastings proudly supports St. Cecilia and area athletes and teams.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Ravenna High School. St. Cecilia now cruising to a 30-0 lead over Ravenna. It'll be 30-0 final in about 6 seconds. So Ravenna may get a playoff. Kick is knocked downfield. It'll be inside the goal line, and Ravenna will get a shot from the 20-yard line. We're thinking that was Blake Misek that got the touchdown run. Gene Shaw nodding his head, so we'll yield to his experience. Wisely so. Just under 4 seconds.
Oh,
6 seconds? Oh, that's right, because of the kickoff. Six seconds to go. The clock's getting ticked. Ravenna with the ball. Still under center. Trevor Saborin. Ryan Miller will run it around the right side as the game will come to an end. mercifully for Ravenna, successfully for St. Cecilia. The Blue Hawks remain perfect on the season at 4-0. Ravenna falls to 2-2. Our final score, 30-0, St. Cecilia. We'll take a quick break, come back, wrap it all up for you. You're listening to High School Football on The Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
When you need real estate, appraisal, or insurance from someone you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska with offices in Loup City, Ravenna, and Shelton. We are here to cover all your needs. Good luck, area athletes from RAI of Nebraska.
Ever wonder why Ravenna has such great athletes? It's all those great cooked meals at the Dewdrop. The Dewdrop is serving up home-cooked meals 24 hours a day and a large side of small-town hospitality. Proud to support the area high school teams, the Dewdrop in Ravenna.
Now's the time to insure your fall-seeded crops. Contact Marty DeMuth, your local Farm Bureau agent in Hastings, before September 30th to protect your crops against low yields and fluctuating prices. Marty can help you determine the right crop insurance products for your farm or ranch. Contact Marty DeMuth in Hastings by September 30th to protect your bottom line with the power of AgMax. AgMax Crop Insurance, underwritten by Western Agricultural Insurance Company, an equal opportunity provider. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back one last time to Ravenna High School, where St. Cecilia has wrapped up a 30-0 win over Ravenna. And they do it via the air, they do it via the ground, but they did it mostly with superior field position. Their defense making the big difference for St. Cecilia. Total yards on the night for St. Cecilia, 289 yards. Ravenna managed 100 yards in the ball game. In the fourth quarter, Ravenna 1-for-2 on the pass for a net gain of 4 yards, 5 carries for only 4 yards, as St. Cecilia's defense holds them to 8 yards and 8 yards only in the fourth quarter. While in the fourth quarter, St. Cecilia, well, it goes 2-for-5, 41 yards via the air, 26 on the run with 12 carries. They rack up 67 yards to get to that 289 yards. A great job by St. Cecilia's defense to hold Ravenna scoreless, pick up the shutout for St. Cecilia. That is their third shutout of the season. They shut out Kearney Catholic to open the season. They shut out Blue Hill in the second game, allowed Wood River to score 13, and Ravenna gets shut down by this staunch Blue Hawk defense. A tough night for Coach Mark Hudson and Ravenna in a game that they knew was going to be a tough battle to begin with, and they thought if they could at least equalize that front line, that they'd be able to keep St. Cecilia in check. They were not able to. St. Cecilia did an absolutely fantastic job calling the plays, balancing everything out with runs and passes, and just got some great performances by especially Matt Kissinger, who caught passes, got some great yaks, yards after carry, after catch rather, and did some good kicking as well. So the celebration for St. Cecilia on the field. Ravenna will wait until next week, and they will take on Kearney Catholic. We'll get a Kearney Catholic score here for you in a little bit, but that's what Ravenna has in store for them. They'll host Kearney Catholic next week, and then they'll travel to Wood River, host Blue Hill, and then at the end of October, they will be at Southern Valley. Hastings St. Cecilia with the win will now travel to Donovan Trumbull next week, and then they'll host Thayer Central, traveling to Superior in the middle of October, and they'll wrap up the season at home against Sutton. So that's what we have for you here, Hastings St. Cecilia coming up 30-0, and we'll do a quick run through some scores here that we've got for you down the road. Kearney High 19, Fremont nothing, that's a final. South Loup 28, Hemingford 20, that's a final. Southwest beats Elm Creek 14-6. Alliance 31, Lexington 14. That's still in the fourth quarter. Fairbury, after three, was 29-22 over Grand Island Central Catholic. And we're still waiting for an update on that Wood River Blue Hill game. That late in the third quarter was 21-19. Wood River up on top, and that one could be a bit of a shocker as well. So that's how we're going to wrap up tonight. Tonight, thanks so much for listening, and a reminder that you can catch the scoreboard shows at Classic Hits 98.9 and also at KHAS 1230. We'll wrap up all the scores. We'll run things down. Next week on the Breeze, we look forward to being in Shelton as the Blue Devils of Kennesaw will take on the Bulldogs. So that'll be our next game right here on the Breeze. So for Gene Shaw, I am Rob Osmond. Thanks so much for joining us. St. Cecilia comes out on top 30-0 to beat Ravenna. Have yourself a great weekend, and we will see you next week on your KLIQ Game of the Week.